are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So girl power isn't just a catchy slogan. It's a way of life. As girls step into the world, the ability to make decisions and solve problems become essential tools in their toolkit. With challenges around every corner, how can they harness their inner strength to take charge and become confident leaders in their own right? Right, speaking about all things girls being decision makers, we are joined on the line by Sister Lydia, who's going to be helping us navigate this one. My sister, good morning, how are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
I'm glad to be here. It's been a while, eh?
It's been a minute. But I'm glad you are here today, and we're going to be learning a lot about all things decision making.
Yeah, let's dive into it.
Indeed. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right, shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, Father Lord, we call upon your name this morning. Just that may you speak to us in a special way, that we may understand different perspectives of women, Jehovah God, and it helps us to be better. I commit to the listeners this hour, and may you be with them, O Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, making decisions, it's not, it's easy and not yet easy. Sometimes we think making decisions only applies to those big things. Should I take this job? Should I take this subject as cool? Should I buy this? Should I buy that? But even what we wear is actually a decision. You know, Uguti, I'm going to match this with this is a decision.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but we take it to the bigger things. But anyway, so let's get right into it. You know, when our girl children, you know, they have to make decisions, you know, what challenges do they face when it comes to those decisions they face, and when they're in that role, you know, and you find that they have to make decisions for many people, you know, the challenges they face, and how can they overcome those?
You know, first and foremost, Zanele, I felt like I am a size 39 and I've been given a size 42 when it comes to this topic. Because I felt like I also needed the answers, and yet I have to give this.
And you also had to make a decision, right? To come or not to come. You see?
Yes. So there was that challenge today. Yeah. But praise God for his presence.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be able to speak to us.
Yes.
No, yeah, I think one of the challenges the girl children face today is one, we ourselves don't believe in girl children.
Okay.
And we don't believe in ourselves.
Mm.
Most of the time when there's an assignment, the first person you're looking for is a man to take up this role. It's a man to make this decision. And growing up, we have been placed in a position where you're trained to clean the house, you're trained to cook, and that's your speciality. So when it comes to taking up the challenge, most of the times, first, we don't believe in ourselves.
Okay.
Secondly, we have people that don't believe in us. So if we would develop a culture where girl children are raised in a way where we believe in their capabilities and we motivate and encourage them, you have the same ability like this man that's able to do this.
Yeah.
And once we overcome such challenges of belief, the future will be brighter.
And you see, you spoken about the issue, you know, about the males and the girls, because sometimes the girls feel disempowered, you know, and we're doing a lot now to empower them and saying, girl, you've got this, you can make, you know, that decision. So looking at, you know, the issues of mentorship, you know, you might be having a niece or you might be having girls that, you know, speak to you and you're mentoring, and other people are there mentoring. So what role, you know, does mentorship play in terms of helping girls to become, you know, strong problem solvers and decision makers? Because, hey, sometimes making that decision, a person will go left, right, and not make the decision, you know. So when we mentor them, how are we helping them in that regard?
Well, I think mentorship is one of the greatest tools that will help us now. You know, as the saying goes, knowledge is power. Sometimes most of these girl children have failed to take up the bigger roles because they don't have the knowledge. They don't know they could do this. It's like I said initially, it's like you're growing up,
The only thing you know is how to best clean the house, how to best cook, how to be a good wife. But because they don't have the knowledge that they also have equal abilities and have to push hard. So I believe mentorship will help us become better and we will become aware of our abilities. Once we realize these different abilities, well, I wake up one day and I realize Zanele is a good public speaker. I tell her, take up this leadership role because you can speak.
Yes.
You will inspire the public. But if they are not aware of their abilities, they will always look down upon themselves and they'll never take up these roles. So I think mentorship is a very major role. And in the generation now, I think it would be a good thing if mentorship starts as early as school. Primary school, we are being mentored. You can do this. You have the abilities. The same way this one can be president. You can be president. You can stand up. And I think this will help us as the female generation to grow and to realize our special abilities because we will be looking for them. You know, you can't look for something you don't know. It's because you know something is within yourself. So you will have to realize what is it that is in me and how can I discover it?
Yes.
And only when you are mentored into it.
And I like that, you know, sometimes when I'm sitting, when I see Lydia, I'm like, I wish I had a mentor while growing up. It would have maybe made a certain difference or maybe shaped me in a different way. I don't know. But, you know, now growing up, you know, being exposed to issues of mentorship, discussing them here, because I think almost every month we speak about mentorship here, you know, I do feel like, ish, I wish I had one, you know, or because I didn't have one, let me mentor someone, ish, and I've actually done someone wrong, so I must repent, I must check up on the child. But I think I was, but I'm not sure. But I will repent.
You said yourself.
But I will fix myself. So looking at, you know, the skills that our girl children should have, you know, what are those skills that are crucial for them, you know, to develop as they learn to make decisions, effective decisions at that, you know, should they be learned and skilled in terms of thinking, critical thinking, etc. Or it's okay, girl, you don't need to have those massive, complicated skills. Just learning to say yes or no helps. So which one would it be?
I think this morning I was inspired to three. I think one of them should be, they should learn to be independent. You know, I think as girl children, we are so vulnerable. We always want to be babied. We want someone to always tell us it's going to be okay. But if they learn to be independent, if they learn to stand for themselves, I think it would be a very vital skill that we learn even in the day. You know, generally, females are very dramatic people. When they're facing a problem, almost the whole world, you know, they're calling this one, I'm going through this, they're calling this one. We should learn to stand for ourselves. We should learn to deal with these different things. And that drives me to the next point, which is problem solving. We should learn also, because sometimes we have the ability to solve these problems. Yes, very imperative to seek and ask and consult, how best do I do this? But we also have the ability sometimes. Sometimes the problems, you just have to sit and think, okay, I went wrong here. Just like you've realized that you're wrong with someone's child. Just now, I mean, that's your point to people. Yeah, so problem solving also. Our girl children have to learn to solve these different problems. And I think it's another advantage if you're going to take up a leadership role because you are going to have problems around you. But if you don't have the skill and the capacity to solve it, how will you stand at the end of the day? And I think another skill also would be public speaking.
Okay.
Because I think public speaking puts you out there. People won't know who you are unless they hear you speak.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not how you act, but we need you in front and we will hear and we will learn and we'll know, okay, this person has the ability to lead. And through public speaking, you'll be able to even inspire. So I feel just these minimal ones and many more would be very important skills that girl children should culminate even as they grow.
So looking at issues of, you know, sometimes we love to refer to people, we love to refer to history. Sometimes it's even if it's not that backdated history, but history that is, you know, recent history, if there's such a thing, you know. So do we have women that we can talk to our girl children? And so you see, Sister Lydia, you know, there was once a Sister Lydia who made this decision. You know, you know, and
I like that example.
Yes, you know, and it had a significant impact. You know, the decision to make it had a significant impact in her family, in her community, in her church, and even in the world. You know, so we can learn and look up to, you know, Sister Lydia or this other person. So, do we have some kind of girls or women that we can use as examples? And what is it that they did?
Yeah, I think there are a couple. And for that particular question, I've been directed to the Bible, actually, because I feel in as much as we learn to stand as girl children, we also have to realize the presence of God in helping us stand. And just there, I'm reminded of the story of the woman at the well. You know, when she meets Jesus and her story changes, you learn that no one has to tell her what to do next. Because of the encounter she has, she goes around and tells everyone, come and see the man who has told me what I have done. And everyone was running. And we learned that everyone that saw Jesus believed. Because one single story. And it started with her believing that she could do this. You know, no one had to start and tell her, go and tell them now. I mean, we don't find any part in the Bible where Jesus tells them, okay, you met me, I've told you, now go and tell them. But because of the encounter she has with Jesus, she makes the impact. And we see that she does something that even the disciples failed to do when they were always following Jesus Christ. But with one instance, she's able to make the impact and she goes, come and see the man. And we see that when they come, they believe for themselves. Not that they had to follow her. Yes, she leads them there, but the impact that her story had, they were able to believe for themselves.
Yeah.
What story have you left, Zanella, today that people believe for themselves? What impact have we made? I think, especially last week, it was quite a challenge when we looked at the woman at the wall, and I was like, one single story changes and impacts, and we ought to be those women even today.
That question you asked, you know, now you're going to give me headaches. Sister Lydia, why are you this person? Why? You know, questions like that, every time they are asked, you know, I love and I hate them at the same time. Because I love them because they push me to think, you know, to introspect. I hate the results of the introspection, you know. When you die, what are people going to remember you by? Where? Now I have to think about that. I'm like, you know, actually, I don't have a lot of people that know me, you know. So now since we're speaking about decisions and impact, I don't think I've impacted quite a number of people. Oh, no. You see? So that's why this question is, did you?
I have repented.
Repent. Repent. Yes. Repent. You know, man, but it's good, you know, at the end of the day, it's good that we ask these questions ourselves. It's good that we look at these questions and say, am I on the right track? Am I leaving a footprint? Am I leaving a legacy? Or you are just here, and we don't mean the legacy or the footprint that well now the whole world knows about you, you know, but even in your small circle, that your absence becomes felt. It's felt, you know, once you have left. For me, it's what that is. And even those decision makings, even when you have to make that decision as a girl child, let your decision be one that is going to impact people, that now they're like, ish, if she didn't take that decision, we would have been somewhere else. So you can keep the questions coming. I'm joking, not now. Anyway, moving right along. So how can now, you know, the parents as well as the educators, because we also need to understand that the educators are not the mentors. So how can parents, you know, and educators encourage their girls, you know, they to embrace their problem-solving capabilities? Because not everyone is blessed, I think, with those capabilities of solving problems.
Yeah, I think you're right. Not everyone is blessed, and sometimes you'd have to look to the next person. So I think first and foremost, let's teach them to believe in God.
Okay.
And how His power is able to impact us to solve these solutions. I don't know if you've ever encountered where you are so stuck and you kneel down and you pray, and all of a sudden, not that you have the answer, but you just have the zeal and the energy to go on. So let us teach girl children to also believe in the power of God, that He can actually push them to do these different things. And secondly, let's also teach them to believe in themselves.
Okay.
You know, when they believe, I don't have this skill, you're telling them, I know you can do it. Let's try. The amount of belief, even as parents, the amount of belief you put in children. You know, some people have only been able to achieve certain things because someone believed in them.
Yes.
Because you're telling your child each and every morning, I believe you can do this. And that, those two words, two to three words, have got the power to impact life. And it's about making them believe. Yes, first, they believe in God, that He's got the power to use them. And second, they ought to believe that they can also do it. Enough about always looking down on ourselves, that I can't do it. Maybe someone else, let someone do. Tell them to take up the road. There is this road. Take it up. And you will see how God. That's why God sometimes waits for us to move. Then He blesses us. If we are always seated, sometimes He says, just move. And we will see the hand go. Let's teach them to take up these roles. They should not shun back, because most of the times we hear people say, let that one, I believe that one can take. What about you? What about you? And as peers, as parents, as mentors, let's believe in the people before us, and let's teach them to believe in themselves. And we will see how much the world will change. Just the way you've told me today, that I was feeling like I don't have the answers, but you just told me, God will do it.
Yes.
And here we are. And just those words, in believing in the power that someone can also do it, will really help. So in these mentorship programs, even as parents, as a parent, each and every day, we have a role to impact motivation in these children, to impact courage in them, to impact wisdom, and also to impact the fear of the Lord in these children.
I love that. I love that. So last one. I know this was not scripted, but, you know, if you can talk to us in terms of, you know, when we're speaking now about parents as well as the educators and the mentors, you know, how, for example, they can correct their language in terms of when the child has made the wrong decision. Because the reaction and what they say impacts how we make the next decision. You know, if I've made a wrong decision and it feels like all hell has broken loose, the next one I won't make a decision. And we forget that sometimes not making a decision is a decision in itself, you know, but we don't do that yes or no. We just keep quiet, you know, because how the reaction came when we did the other one, it was not the one, you know, it was not comforting or understanding, you know. So if you can just talk to us about that in terms of as the adults, how we react to those decisions that have been made. And we think, or we have seen that that was a wrong decision.
This is in helping the children.
Yes.
Okay, I'll use a personal experience to answer that. Personal experience, sis, I personally don't deal well with someone shouting at me when I have made a wrong decision. I think it doesn't work well with me. Instead of listening to the counsel, it repels. I will not hear what... So I feel the better approach is sitting down with this particular child and asking them, sometimes make them realize and say, okay, even before we dive into, do you think this was the right or the wrong thing to do? Knowing the principles that you know are true. And making them realize in themselves, even before you give the answer, and when they realize, then now you speak to them. And, you know, one thing I've realized, I think we'll never really have the answers to all the questions on how to mentor someone or how to raise a child. But when we look to God, He's got a way He directs. He cannot give you something that you cannot control. He cannot give it to you in the first place. So, but when we ask, Lord, I am struggling in this manner. I don't know how, because children may go wayward sometimes and you don't know what to do. If it's whipping, you get tired of whipping the child and you see no change. But sometimes, even when you hit rock bottom, ask God, Lord, you have given me this child. Where do I start? How do I go about it? And also culminating a habit of not always thinking that shouting is the solution, but sitting down and reasoning with them. And sometimes, even within you yourself, who have done the wrong decision, you realize, okay, I did not do the right thing there. And being very patient. I know sometimes it gets rough and you don't know what to do. This child has done something you've never imagined, and you have done your part as a parent to impact in this child, and they do the opposite. And now the first thing is you're actually screaming at the child, you're beating the child, but sometimes make them realize and have this conversation calmly. And they're even surprised and you're asking them, do you think this was the best thing? Do you think this was the best way? And also calling upon the Holy Spirit, even as you speak to this child, because Ellen White says you cannot rebuke someone you have not prayed for. So even before we speak, sometimes you forget to pray for this person. And that's why they repel. Maybe they're also forces from the devil and all. Yeah, but also seeking the Holy Spirit in this journey, I believe, is very important.
Yeah. Mm. Well spoken there, Sister Lydia. Thank you so much. You know, thank you for that. And I believe that, you know, as we are listening as parents, as young children, you know, and even as fathers and brothers as well, we will be able to help our, you know, our girl children make those decisions that they have to make and build, you know, that capability of problem solving. So thank you so much for coming through. I'm going to ask that, can you please close with a word of prayer?
All right, Cherry, pray. Heavenly Father, art in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this moment at the World Adventist Radio, Jehovah God. And we thank you for speaking to us, because none of these words were from me, but I believe you spoke, Jehovah Master. Father, art in heaven, even as the day goes on, even as the programs continue running, Lord, may they inspire us through your Holy Spirit. May they speak to even one soul, Jehovah God, that they come back to you. And as girl children, Jehovah God, help us do big things, because you have not called us to be tails, but you have said we shall be the heads, O Lord. Help us be the best that we can with your power, in believing that you are the one that empowers us to do these different things, oh Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Lydia, thank you so much. It's always a nice speaking to you. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Do have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.